Hello and welcome to the Useless Wisdom Podcast, the only place you come to get your mind off of some dumb shit and onto some other different dumb shit. My name is Brian, and I am joined here again by my lovely co-host, Jamie. It has been quite a while since Brandon's been on here because I have something very interesting to talk to him about. It was a promise that we made in the first episode that we haven't got to talk about yet. Something to do with the cemetery. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh my god.
I still have yet to figure out why people even listen to this.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of think that every time that we do this.
Is it because it's relatable? Or do you think that it's just people want to hear other people talking about really stupid stuff?
I think at this point, it's people coming back because they can't get enough of you being so far stuck up your own ass. It's interesting and kind of funny to see someone so far up their own ass that they look like a fucking donut.
All right. Well, that's a good segue for me, and I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Appreciate all you do for me. Don't forget to like this if you're watching on YouTube, because I see a lot of people, they watch it, and they don't like it. They don't dislike it either, but they don't like it.
You know what, guys? Just fuck him up and dislike. 100% dislikes. I want to see it.
I wanted to ask how school's going for you.
It's going, I suppose. It's kind of stupid still. I don't know why I'm paying this much fucking money for it.
It's a good point. You said that your friend got a refund, though.
Yeah, and I'm fucking... Well, it wasn't a full refund. It was just, like, partial reimbursement for some of her classes, you know, being online when they were scheduled to be in person. And all of my classes before the semester started were supposed to be in person, and they moved them all online after the first week because they wanted the freshmen to have the college experience. And I'm like, why can't I fucking be on campus? Like, the freshmen can kiss my ass.
I don't understand why, like, at least give people reimbursement. Well, I can't understand why, actually, but at least give people reimbursement for the dorms. Because why the fuck would you even be on campus right now? Why stay on campus right now? You're not having any classes. So
most of the, I think that's why they have the freshmen in person, because.
So they do have, they still right now.
Yeah.
They
if you go to Morgantown right now, that you can see a bunch of people walking around, and they told us like the majority of the classes that are in person are either freshman classes. And then there's exceptions for the people that do like med school and shit where they're actually there, and like the lab students that do hands on stuff. But the rest of us can go suck a fat cock, apparently.
What did you think about that Elon Musk retweet that I showed you? It was the thing about Sweden implementing a plan for...
Oh, the exposure thing?
Yeah, it's like, it said something like, if you are low risk, you can go out and live your life normally, right? Get a low risk to death from the pandemic, then you're good. Go do whatever you want. If you're high risk, stay home. And that's how they're going to, what do you call it? Herd immunity. That's how they're hoping, like, exposing the low risk people to get the antibodies.
Yeah, but the antibodies.
Well, first off, then Elon Musk retweeted an article about how that information was being suppressed by Reddit, and then he also posted a quote tweet to it saying the death numbers in Sweden since April, and it was like way up here, and then the very next month it's all the way down at the bottom. There's less than 50.
That's really funny that you say that, because I'm actually doing like comparative research on individual countries' responses to COVID, and Sweden is still very, very high in
deaths or cases,
both.
I'm bringing this right off of what Elon Musk tweeted.
I don't think that you can believe everything that Elon Musk says, for one.
He's God.
Okay, but like, if you look at other countries so far and how they've been responding to COVID, so Denmark, you know, Sweden's neighbor, they have like some of the lowest case numbers possible, and they've been that way since March because they strictly prohibited going outside. They set in place like curfews and highly discouraged like public transportation, and they closed all non-essential businesses and things like that, so people didn't have a reason to go out except for like essential stuff, and their cases barely left the ground. And they partially reopened for a little bit, and their cases went up, and then they went right back down.
Yeah, I don't think that there's going to be any stopping this unless everybody follows the same procedures.
Yeah, but that's why it's important for countries to talk to one another about this. And
North Korea has zero cases
that they're reporting.
Everybody that had it, they're dead.
Oh, yeah, they were executing them, weren't they? That's fair. I mean, we could do that.
Now, technically, in China, from my understanding, they're handling the pandemic very well. You know,
they're
taking everybody that they're taking everybody that has it, and they're putting them in concentration camps. And it's really weird.
Where
to
did
me.
You get that information?
It's really weird to me because it seems to be only Muslims that have it that are getting put in the concentration.
That's very funny. That's really, really funny to joke about genocide. That's congratulations. Joke of the year, Brian.
That one was really difficult to get out.
Because I think your body was trying to tell you that that wasn't funny.
Anyway, I think that it'd be interesting to talk about this. You just interrupt me when I'm going, because I'm going to rant here for a second. I've noticed something weird, although I don't want to say embarrassing about myself. I feel like if you're anything like me, you fall in between one or the other of these things. First off, it's either that it's very difficult for me to keep my ego under check and not allow myself to get stuck so far up my own ass, but I guess not in the traditional sense. For example, I tell myself I'm really good at something, and that inherently makes me hold myself to an impossible standard, and it doesn't really allow me to determine if I'm actually good at something. And like I said, it's either that, or I'm going to read this quote from a TikTok video, believe it or not. All right. Go ahead and assume you're a king. There is almost no way your life will be worse if you walk through it assuming you're a badass, and it's almost guaranteed it'll be worse if you don't. Most of us don't think very highly of ourselves and use the excuse of humility to keep ourselves down. That's not humility. That's shame and fear. Shame from past mistakes and fear that you will be good at something, good enough for something in the future, and it will turn out to be untrue. In other words, you're scared to fuck up, so you're pretending you're small, assuming that no one will have high expectations of you. You'll fuck up, but you were going to do that anyways. But if you know you're a badass, then you'll know that all you have to do is try again.
There's a difference in having self-confidence and just being a straight-up asshole. And I feel like those lines...
I don't understand where you're getting the asshole part from. I don't think either of those had to do with...
It does, because when you're so far stuck up your own ass, that's when you stop, like, considering other people's feelings and, like, disregarding other people's safety or anything with what you're doing. Like, you don't care about anybody except for yourself.
Now, I did say that those were two different things.
They aren't, though.
'Cause one is you have high expectations for yourself, because you think that you're good at everything. And then the other one is you look down upon yourself because you don't think that you're good at anything.
Okay. Or how about,
and you would rather people not have those higher expectations for you.
Okay. Well, whether you like it or not, there are going to be people out there that have high expectations of you, no matter who you are or how much you hate yourself, because your parents, for one, always have high expectations of you, unless you're just like brain dead. And coming from a standpoint where you think that you're good at everything, like you think that you're an absolute god, instead of, and you said that just translates into you not looking down on yourself, but you may not be looking down on yourself, but you're looking down on other people because you're like, oh, I'm the absolute fucking shit. No one is better than me. And I would love to see people try and beat me. Like that kind of attitude. That's what I'm talking about. Being an asshole and, you know, overconfidence is not a good thing.
Kind of sounded like you were explaining just somebody having a competitive attitude.
There's a difference between being competitive and being cocky.
Yeah.
So you recognize that.
Yeah. And I said, I don't know into which of these I fall.
Really? You don't?
Yeah, because when I'm talking to my therapist, it really seems like I'm falling into a, you know, I'm afraid to try because I don't want to make a mistake.
You can be both.
I suppose.
Have
you
ever
could.
Thought that you can be a blend? It's not just black and white.
I mean, that is a possibility. And I also, the reason I bring this up is because I think it's important to talk about things like this, because the more you understand about yourself, that I don't know, it's just, it's important to understand your feelings.
Yes, it is. And that's like a basic human thing. Because
I'm just now coming into this.
I am well aware of that. Trust me.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to a therapist.
Yeah. Me too, but not for the same reason. No, it is really important to understand yourself, because if you can't grasp your own thoughts and emotions and things and rationalize why you do these things, and if it's a problem, how to fix them, then you're not going to be able to, like, have good positive relationships with a lot of people. You're going to miss a lot of opportunities because you can't analyze like other people's emotions and drives and motivations and that kind of stuff. And that's important. You have to start from the ground up, and the bottom level is yourself.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're never going to come to a full understanding of ourselves and everyone else around us, but trying is an essential step, you know, with our community, like, attitude.
When you're around your friends, if you're just around one friend, would you say that you're really talkative?
Yeah, I mean, you can't, it depends, really, because if it's just like a situation where, you know, we're working on something individually or whatever, and it doesn't feel like it's essential for us to talk to each other, then no, I won't. But like,
well, if you're working on homework, you're probably not going to be talking much to each other. I'm just saying, you're hanging out with one of your friends, starting out just one friend. Do you think that you're very talkative? You're just hanging out with him. You're out there playing Smash.
I mean, yeah. But I'm not, like, uncomfortable in a one-on-one situation unless there's, like, beef there or an awkward situation. Then I kind of, like, shut down. But other than that.
What about in a group of people? Like, a group of your friends?
See, that's...
Are you very talkative?
No. Because I don't feel like I need to be the star of the show and have all the attention all the time. I prefer to sit back and analyze everybody else and, like, watch the interactions happen and that kind of stuff. Like, watch things go down and gather information rather than, like, trying to get all the attention, because, like...
I think there's a difference between trying to get all the attention versus you being the entertainer.
It's right? kind of the same thing.
You could, well, it depends why you're doing it.
Well, yeah, your motivation.
When it comes to the attention.
Well, yeah, your motivation towards doing something can influence like how you look at it. Like if you're craving attention and you're trying to pull everybody's attention just because you need to feel validated, that's like being an attention whore. And just being an entertainer, you're trying to like make your friends laugh and create like a, you know, like a bubbly atmosphere and that kind of shit. That's different. But
every time that people come around, I have to be the entertainer because
I know, because I feel like you're not so sure of yourself. I
don't know what you're talking about. It's just, it'd be awkward if I didn't.
I can assure you that people are okay in silence.
I don't think so.
I am.
You think Brandon and Carrie come around? They would still be coming around if we just sat in silence on the couch?
No, but there's a difference between, well, like, talking to each other and you.
Although Brandon is the only person that I have ever seen that is our age constantly on Facebook, and he just scrolls through Facebook, and then he's like, oh my god, did you see what blop posted?
Well, there's a lot of people our age that are on Facebook religiously, and it's, you can tell they fall into a very specific category.
You think Brandon does?
Yes. I mean, the category itself are people who refuse to leave their hometown, so, and they don't want to experience the outside world, so they just dwell on their community drama. Does that sound like Brandon? Because I think it does.
The reason that I was asking you about the entertainer versus attention thing, like, what are you in a group of friends?
I'm kind of like the background character, if I'm being honest.
Okay, I mean, sure enough, Jamie, that's all right.
I'm just not comfortable in larger groups of people.
I always try to be the entertainer because I feel like if I don't do it, nobody else is going to do it.
Now, like, if I'm hosting something, like, I'm the one that made the plans with, like, a bigger group of people, then I try to make a point and talk to everybody so everybody feels included and stuff and that kind of thing. Like, I ask questions and start conversations to get everybody else talking to each other and all that kind of stuff, and I make sure that nobody's left out of the conversation. But
I feel like I haven't seen that part of you.
Because it's usually
just...
We've
been together for 5 years. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Brian, we mostly just hang out with one another or Brandon and Carrie, so...
Ah, that is fair.
I have an outside life, if you were curious. Not so much right now, but I used to a little bit.
Okay. The reason that I was asking that was because I heard something the other day that's, if you learn to be a quieter person, your words will carry more weight. People will stop to listen to you. And I was really looking for you to say, well, in a group of people, I kind of keep to myself. That's the answer that I was looking
for. That's what I said.
Yeah, that was the answer I was looking for, because do you feel like your words carry weight?
No, I was going to say, like, when I do open my mouth, it's usually dumb shit, so people will never take me seriously.
Well, the school shooter kid in the back with the trench coat.
And
the red hair.
You got to analyze everything they say because it might be your last day.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
If you hear the key words, I've had enough of this, and they start reaching for their backpack, that's when you got to fucking duck under a desk or something.
All right. I also wanted to take this time to ask you, why did you get so mad this morning before I went to work when I asked you to bring me some toilet paper because I was taking a massive shit and ran out of toilet paper?
Because I answered you three times.
I couldn't hear you. I just said, Jamie, and then you just lost it.
Because you kept yelling. It's the same thing. Remember when you were a kid and your mom would call you from across the house and you would say what about 1,000 times and they still wouldn't hear you? until you have to get up.
Jamie, I was like bent over trying to get it out.
Okay.
So how was I supposed to hear you when the blood was pumping through my ears?
I could hear you from across the house without you screaming, but you couldn't hear me yell back at you and ask you what.
I was in the middle of something.
I was in the middle of something too. I was doing schoolwork.
All right. All right. All right.
It pissed me off, okay?
Okay.
And then I had to go in there and walk into a wall of shit. But yeah, after you said that you needed toilet paper, I had to pull myself away from my schoolwork. And then as soon as I opened the bedroom door, I was hit with a wall of vaporized ass that didn't go away for 2 hours. And I had to fucking live with that.
I was having anxiety. Because I didn't think I'd be able to get it all out.
I could tell because you basically turned our room into a gas chamber.
Sorry. Okay, I already said sorry.
Sorry does not.
I don't know why I got to keep on saying
sorry. Sorry does not fix it. It doesn't put a Band-Aid like over that. The fact that it lingered in everything for 2 hours. Sorry does not fix.
Sorry.
Okay. I don't accept your apology, but all right.
All right, well, let's talk about our favorite quotes that really hit hard from animes.
I don't have any quotes.
Well, lucky for you, I do.
And it's all Naruto.
It is all Naruto because that's what I've been watching lately.
That's so dumb. You gotta throw some other ones in there.
I don't understand how people can watch subtitled anime. Like, I'm having to watch subtitled anime and I don't like it.
Why do you bring this up to me so often? I told you to get over it.
I like the show so much that I want to keep watching.
It's not that hard to watch with subtitles.
I don't like physically looking at the screen.
Then you're not really watching it, are you?
I look at the good parts, all right?
You're not really watching it if you're not looking at the screen and you're just playing it for background noise.
I usually just watch it while I'm at work, and that's the only time that I do watch it.
And you're not really watching it. You have it up for background noise.
Yeah, sometimes I put fish tank noises up too. I don't understand what you're getting at.
So you're not actually watching it, and yet you're still bitching about subtitles.
Well, I actually have to watch it for the subtitles.
Boo-hoo, you can actually, you know, connect more with the story because you actually have to pay attention to it.
I don't know, because you're either looking at the subtitles or you're looking at what's going on. You know what I mean?
It's not that hard. They're on the same screen.
Yeah, but they talk fast.
You're reading it. It's on the screen long enough for you to read it. Just because they're talking, you can't understand what they're saying anyway. So why does it matter if they talk fast?
I think the subtitles go fast.
I think that really shows how bad you are at reading and your reading comprehension because
no,
you should be able
to
read.
Like, I'm at work and I'm working on a computer and then it's like, all right, he said something, so I gotta look over, hurry up and read it, and look at what's going on, and look back over my computer.
Okay, well,
and then
that
I have to keep on going like this. Like,
okay,
the entire
time
I'm looking back and forth, I'm like, what the fuck?
That's the problem with how you're reading it. If you actually sat down and watched it with subtitles when you're not doing anything else, you won't have a problem with it. If you're trying to multitask like that while you're doing something else, of course you're gonna have an issue with it.
I want to get to a point where I can just plug something into my head and understand Japanese.
Take Japanese courses.
That seems like a lot of work. You know, I can read Spanish. I can't speak it.
That doesn't make any sense.
Pisses me off. Because I don't know how to pronunciate the shit. It's the same way with, like, you can understand really, it's really weird, but Greek. If you're a native English speaker and you're looking at Greek on paper, you can usually tell what the words are.
You know why that is, buddy?
I do know why that is.
Why is it?
But if you heard it, you would not know what the fuck is going
why
on.
Why is it?
Because a lot of our stuff came from Latin and Greek.
Okay. Congrats. Congrats.
Yeah.
You really surprised me because I thought you were fucking bluffing.
On the other hand, Jamie, I just find it odd. I mean, I'm not fluent in Spanish by any means, but for the most part, I can look at something and be like, okay, that says the. Because I got the down.
Yeah, it's
I don't know it off the top of my head, but I got it down.
It's,
trust me. All right, what?
You don't know it off the top of your head. It's pretty easy to pick out simple words like that and recognize them in another language.
Yeah.
The problem is constructing sentences and understanding sentences when they're said to you.
I feel like using Duolingo helps very little. It I think it helps being able to write it or to read it. But listening to it, I don't think that helps even in the slightest.
It does.
Because there's no, like, I went all the way through the Spanish course. And
there's a listening portion to it, and they've updated it where you have to actually construct sentences, read stories, and then, like, put in the bottom what the story was talking about and stuff like that. And most of the time when you pull something up, like, and it's just going through the flashcards of a word, you can click on the little button and it speaks it for you so you understand how to pronounce it and you can pick it out when somebody is saying that to you.
I feel like that portion is very much hard, very hard, very much harder. A lot harder. I don't know why that was so hard for me to say.
Because you can't even speak English.
I'm not a fluent English speaker either. Quotes from animes we were talking about that really hold some weight. Each of us, this is Naruto. Each of us live dependent and bound by our individual knowledge and awareness. All that is what we call reality. However, knowledge and awareness are equivocal. One's reality might be another's illusion. We all live inside our own fantasies. Itachi. Uchiha. I also can't be the only one that thought he was a piece of shit and then went back and watched it again and you're like, wow, he actually is a good guy.
I never watched it, so I can't share any sentiment.
All right.
Give me your phone.
I can't.
Why? Oh, I'm stupid.
Yeah, you are. I'm glad that you realize that.
Yeah.
I saw something else the other day that said, to be in the top 1%, you have to do what 99% of the world doesn't do. Okay, and then
so he illegal
was,
stuff.
He was relating it to getting up instead of at 7:30, having 30 minutes to get ready before work. You get up at 5, or you stay up until 1 and get 5 hours, if you get 4 hours of sleep. You know, just stuff like that.
Okay, well, why am I not part of the 1% then? Because I rarely sleep anymore.
Because you don't do everything. You gotta do what 99% of the world won't do. So you know what that means.
I gotta rape some kids like the rest of the 1% in America.
Well, not only that, you do have to do that, but not only that, you need to go, you know, clean out some sewers, be a trash man, you know, do all that stuff that other people don't want to do. Just so you have the experience.
Honestly, I would rather do that than be any kind of like public service worker.
What do you consider public? Are you talking about like fast food?
Fast food and retail.
I did not mind retail, to be honest with you.
Yes, you did. You
bitched
about
it. Until I started getting hit on by men, that was something that I couldn't do.
You complained every time that you came home from work, especially at the first of the month when you were like, those welfare motherfuckers came through with 3 carts of food and I had to check out all the goddamn shit.
That was when I was having to check out people. I didn't mind it when I was
That is retail, buddy. That is retail. A lot of it is checking people out. But you were privileged and could move wherever you wanted because your mom called in and had it fixed for you. Are you cutting it off because you're being called out?
Thank you all for watching. Do not forget to hit the like and subscribe button and comment if you have any thoughts on why Brandon should come back to the podcast, because he just won't be on the podcast.
Or give us some reasons why he should stay off the podcast.
I need to, you know what? I am overwhelmingly surprised by how many people want to be on the podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say we should talk about that.
What?
Like how many people want to come and be on the podcast even though we're shit?
I think people just like talking and that's why. And I feel like I'm good with new people, but I have just been doing so poorly on this because I'm not prepared at all. So, you know, the podcast has been going downhill.
When was it ever uphill?
First episode.
No.
And then it went downhill from there.
No. Jacob was on the first episode. There was
He was on the zeroth episode.
Jacob was on the first episode.
It was the zeroth. It's a zero. It's episode zero.
Did you just
Brandon
sit there?
Was the first.
Did you just sit there and say zeroth?
Yeah, it was the zeroth episode.
There can't be a zero episode.
Apple Music says it's the zeroth episode.
Stop. That is not a fucking word. That is not a word. It's not
it
a word.
It also doesn't help that we do these at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, it's because you're like lazy and I remind you throughout the week, like, hey, you should probably like set up so we can do a podcast whenever like Brandon's here. And you're like,
well, the issue,
no.
It would be very easy if I just had stuff prepared, but I have to do every single thing myself and I am getting fed up with having to do everything myself.
Did I not tell you to teach me? Because I
teach
said
you what?
How to set it up, because if you teach
well,
me how to set
it up,
I'll do it.
Isn't even the bad part anymore. It's just thinking of stuff to talk about.
Okay, that you're the host. You took on that responsibility when you're like, hey, let's have a podcast. I can be the host, blah, blah, blah. That's your job. That's your only job.
I have to edit, which usually takes about a day and a half.
And when Jacob was on the podcast, he offered to edit it for you,
no,
and yet you're...
No, he didn't. He wouldn't do it.
He offered after you said... the exact same thing that you said right now, that you were tired of doing everything. And he was like, oh, I can edit it for you. And then you were like...
That's not how it went, Jamie.
Okay,
I wouldn't talk about it if you don't know about it.
My point was that you refuse to, you know, relinquish any responsibilities because then it wouldn't be good enough for you. It wouldn't be good enough for your standards.
I like the way that H3 does it. He just gets on and reads off a script.
He's got
bullet points and he just reads off of it.
He's also got people that put it together for him.
You know, that's something else that I don't understand. People hire media groups to do the podcast for them. Like they control the levels and stuff. But literally, I can just sit here and just make sure the levels aren't bad because it's already set up. So why do you need a media group to do all that?
They do more than just that.
What else do they do?
They fact check and like...
I am positive, 100% positive, that the Impulsive Podcast is not fact-checked.
But yeah, that's very fucking clear
and
because I don't
media
think
company.
I don't think any of them like care at all because they're all kind of assholes.
Yeah. They're funny. I like them.
You think they're funny because they're assholes and they fit in the same group as you?
Yeah. Appreciate everybody watching, and we will see you in the next one. Don't forget to subscribe and maybe drop some topics that we can talk about because I am getting sick and tired of it.
And just to reiterate, we stay away from topics that are in the news all the time. So please do not suggest them because Brian will refuse to talk about them.
What?
You don't want to talk about politics or anything like that on here, correct? You said you didn't want to do current events because
you know,
everyone
just
does current events.
Just for the watchers of the podcast, I'm going to throw up this Joe Biden meme that I found here at the end.
Is it the retirement one?
Yeah, it's the retirement one.
That was the only good one that I've seen.
That made me laugh pretty hard, and it got taken off my Instagram as soon as I posted it. I guess it's too close to election to be able to post stuff like that. I even put, like, this is not for, you know, any specific political reason.
Why?
I'm not into politics, but this is hilarious. And it got taken off as soon as I posted
it. But how can they do that? Because if it's...
I think it's because I said politic in it.
Yeah, but, like, they shouldn't be able to do that anyway because it's your freedom of speech. And also, it was a fucking meme. Like, there was no facts... presented in it. It was just a meme.
It literally didn't even get shown to anybody before it got taken down. It was like uploaded, posted, bam, taken off.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right. Mm-hmm. Like that shouldn't happen.
Anyway, thank you guys for watching and we will see you in the next one. Peace.